Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 51, The Country Bear Jamboree. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Memory 51 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. It's another early morning here in my studio, and once again, I'm up before the sun. But thankfully today, we're getting back to a memory that is full of enough energy and happiness that it's sure to pick me right up. Today, we're going to return to Frontierland to watch the Country Bear Jamboree. I know some of you are probably thinking, didn't he do that already? Well, not really. In Memory 42, we did get a special Christmas edition of the attraction, but I still haven't fulfilled the request of a traditional audio show, so it's time that I did. Today's request is from Dan in Sioux, Michigan. He emailed me, maybe when you next visit WDW, could you get some audio from the Country Bear Jamboree? That would be awesome, as it's one of my favorite attractions. Well, Dan, today's your day. I hope you stuck with me since you emailed me back in 2009 for this attraction. I guess I'm not as caught up as I originally thought. In any case, as before, I've tossed the attraction out on Facebook and Twitter to see what other people thought, and this is what I got back. On Facebook, Skylar wrote, "I like it, very vintage. I have not seen the seasonal ones, but I love the magic about it, the performance." And Chris wrote, "Can't believe they made this live-action movie about them. Have not seen them in many years. Probably won't see them again until I have little ones to take to this show." You know what, Chris? I can't believe they did either. Sadly, I own that DVD and still haven't watched it. I don't know why, really. I guess I'm just scared it'll disappoint me. Anyways, I personally think the show is so underrated. Yes, it's great for kids, but I think it has some real magic that creates kids out of any old adult. There's something infectious from the very first yee-haw that catches you and changes your age, and you quickly forget all of the adult things that you're supposed to do, and you're glad to just be a kid again. In fact, today's audio is from December of 2006 on our anniversary trip, so it's just Tracy and I with no kids yet. It's been a great day in the parks, and the crowds are light, and the afternoon parade is actually going on, so we duck inside the Country Bear Jamboree auditorium and wait for a minute or so until the next show. As we wait, I actually slip back outside to take a few pictures of the passing parade from in front of the building, and then just step right back in as the doors have just opened. We're ushered in and into the auditorium, and we take our seats. This is actually where we'll join the memory. We'll sit for a minute till everyone has found their seats, and there aren't many of us today because most folks are actually outside still watching the parade. and then the show will begin. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we tap our feet and clap our hands to the rhythm of the Country Bears.
Come on, Goodness gracious, what do you think we have you on the show for?
Now, Wendell.
You're supposed to pick.
Now, Wendell, please.
If you can't cut it, just lay out.
Well, it's not fine now, because we got work to do here.
Well, let's do it.
Now, here, crack your folk song. Look here, my two birds.
Yeah, we wrote these lousy lyrics, and we also wrote the words.
The chords are very simple. In fact, there's only three. First is G, then C, and D, and then go back to G.
But you gotta be quick.
It's the same. seems to work for me. Nothing ever seems to work for me. Bum, bum.
Air tracks, would you like to pay? Air gets your serious again. What do you say, Sammy?
I say, y'all come back. Yeah?
Okay, fellas, gather all your belongings there. Act it right.
We hope that you'll be coming back again. And you come in to see us now.
We don't have anymore.
We did our very best to please you, just the bare necessities. We hope that you'll be coming back again. Come again. Come again. We hope that you'll be coming back again. If you drop in to see us now, then
we had such fun we're gonna cry.
We just can't bear to say goodbye.
We hope that you'll be coming back again.
Y'all come back, kid.
Don't forget to gather your belongings.
Thanks again to Dan for the request and to Skylar and Chris for sharing your thoughts. I loved coming back to this attraction and feeling like a kid again. I definitely picked up some energy. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and you'd like to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook or Google+ or whatever your social media choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you'd like, or even simpler way would be just to click on the ads on our website. Every penny helps defray some of the costs of podcast hosting. I've recently received some donations, and I thank you guys so much for that. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Ray Taylor, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.